We're on Teshuvah and Aleph in the middle. Okay. The Rabbanan Haishvorim and Novahu. The Rabbanan, we said that the Rebbe who learns the Isser of a Tzara from a different Pasuk, from the Yibma and the Lokhot, so he learns from Aleha that what korban you bring, what the criteria are for bringing a korban chatas from Aleha. He learns from Achos Isha that Tzachi of Kores and Olav, Shiesh Bo Maisa, and that's where you learn the chiyuv of chatas by all the various places that you have to bring a chatas. So Rabbanan Haishvorim and Olahu. Where do the Rabbanan know the criteria for bringing a chatas? They need Aleha to tell me the dinim of Yibum, Tzoris Erva. So where do they learn that what the criteria of a chatas is? Nafkaluhu midimikri le Rav Yeshua le Grey. They learn it from the same place that Rav Yeshua taught his son, Torah achas yelochem la'olse bishkaga, v'hanefesh asher tase b'yad Roma. The Torah says that there is one Torah for anybody who does bishkaga, v'hanefesh asher tase b'yad Roma, and then the Torah goes on and says, and somebody who does the mezid, hukshu kol ha-Torah kula avodas kochavim. The entire Torah is hukash avodas kochavim. That's what that pasuk is talking about. Torah achas yelochem la'olse bishkaga, v'hanefesh asher tase b'yad Roma is going on somebody who's over able to absorb amazing. And the Torah says, Torah achas yelachem osei bishpaga, and it's makishir to avodah zorah. Hukshe kol ha-Torah kul avodah shokhovin. Ma avodah shokhovin, dover shechayovin al zdon o koresh, del shiggos chatos. Av kol dover shechayovin al zdon o koresh, del shiggos shiggos o chatos. So here we learn that the criteria for bringing a chatos is that it has to be something that if you did it b'mezid, it would be chayiv kares, and that it's a maisa, right? Shigigoso chatos, and not like korban pesach and mila, which are chayiv kares, but there's no korban chatos b'shogeg because there's no maisa. So it has to be a lav that you chayiv kares for, and there's a maisa. That's the criteria. So Moshe says, Ashkechon yochid v'nosi. Umashiach. Right? This is what's called includes a yochid, a regular yochid who is over, and Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and the Nasi, the Melech, because they're all included in Oseh Bishkaga as a yochid. Bein Bavoros Chochavim, Bein Bishar Mitzvos, Tzibur Bavoros Chochavim Menayim. But this is Ha'osa Bishkaga. It's not talking about a Tzibur. So where do you know that a Tzibur, Par Helim Dover, so Tzibur also has the same criteria? On my cross, the In Nefesh. Right? It's what's it called? The Vav. The Yalamid El Yom Mitachtov. And we learn from what came before, which is a Tzibur, Ba'avodas Kochavim, to a Yachid, Ba'avodas Kochavim. It's like a Yachid, Ischai V'chatas. So too, the Tzibur. Ela tzibur b'shar mitzvus menolim. How about a tzibur by other mitzvus, not avodas kochavim? Right? The parhel and dover shel tzibur, which was with other mitzvus. How do you know that it's, that what's it called, that that what the criteria are? Yolif me'ene me'ene. You learn it from a gzereshova, me'ene me'ene. See? Torah achas le'inin korban tziv, the par avodas kochavim. This pasuk is talking about the par you bring, a yochid brings if he's over avodas kochavim b'shogeg. Torah lekol haTorah b'mashma, hukshe kol haTorah le'inin korban l'avodas kochavim. The whole Torah is mukash to a person who's over avodas kochavim b'shogeg and brings a korban chatos. So too, the rest of the Torah also, the criteria for bringing a chatos is the same criteria of being Oved Avodah Zorah. Just like there, it's a chiyuv kares and a lav, so too, any other chiyuv kares and a lav, you bring a korban chatos. Ma avodah shechovim al-dover shezdom al-kares v'shigosho chatos, Kiddushiv Hashem, the Hanefesh Hashatasha Biyad Ramav and Ichlisa. Says if you do it b'meizah, you get koris. So if you do it b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatas. Al makula parshas of the dovishes don't know koris, the shigigas of chatas mishloi. Therefore the whole parsha is talking about something that if you do it b'meizah, like avodas chachov, you chayiv koris, and that you b'shogeg, you bring a chatas. And the whole Torah is hukish for that, that any yochid who's over an avera, that the mazid would have been koris, and alav, the shogeg, you bring a chatas. Ashkechon yochid v'nasi mashiach. That only applies to yechidim, but any yochid, a regular person, a king, a kohen gadol, right? But yechidim. Why? B'hache keishel mashma elohani. D'chsiv v'hanefesh, v'elu levadim b'mashma shein yechidim. Says v'hanefesh. That's all about a tzibur. It's talking about individuals. So any individual would fit into this category. The Hani Kroik Siva Parsha is the Im Nefesh Achas Babodas Kochovim. That's in the Parsha of Shlach, we're speaking about an individual who's over the Babodas Kochovim. Omar Kroga Beyochid the Nasi Mashiach, the Im Nefesh, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, the Yelamid Elyon Mitachto, and Tzibur Miyachidim. And the Parsha before is talking about a Tzibur that's over the Babodas Kochovim. And we learn that tzibur from a yachid, just like a yachid has this criteria, a tzibur is also has the same criteria. Yolet me'eni me'eni, Zemar says that's by what's it called, avodas kochavit. How about shar mitzvahs? How do we know that it applies to shar mitzvahs? So we have a gzereshova me'eni me'eni, shar mitzvahs me'avodas kochavit. Other mitzvahs, tzibur, by other mitzvahs, Me'ene ha'eda, nes of the shkaga, but we learn from over here, it also is me'ene ha'eda. So we learn exereshova, that what applies by, avodas kochavim by tzibur applies to regular parhelim davers of tzibur. Okay. The Rebbe, hai kora achas ma'ala. So now, Rebbe learned what we just learned now from all these psukim from Aleha. So, and then with all the other exereshovas and hekeshim. So what does he need these psukim for? These psukim are extra according to Rebbe. What does he use Torah Achas for? Miboyele Chedetanya. He learns the following from Torah Achas. Lefisha Matzinu Shechilek HaKosu Ben Yechidim LeMerubim. The Torah, when it came to Avodas Kochavim, made a chilek between Yechidim who are over Avodas Kochavim, who get Skila, and where Merubim, where Rove of a city, and Iran Idachas, is over the Avodah Zorah, they don't get skila, but they get what's it called, heret, sayif, and there's another difference. A person who's over the Avodah Zorah, yochid, gets skila, and his money goes to his yorshim. His money's not awesome. But if rov of a city are over the Avodah Zorah, they get sayif, and their, what's it called, their money is lost. The whole city has to be burnt. Everything's also b'ano. Yechidim b'skila, l'fichach mamonim polet. Yechidim are b'skila, and that's why, l'fichach mamonim polet, that's why their money is mutter. Because skila is their own personal aveira, and the mela, what's it called, doesn't affect their money. But merubim, but if most of the city is over the Avodah Zorah, that's an iran idachas, b'sayif, they get sayif, l'fichach mamonim ovet, and therefore their money is lost. The fichach l'chora means the following. The reason they get saif is because they manage to revert back to being obdei, what's it called, obdei avodas kochavim. A goy, the only misa by a goy is saif. So what happens when most of the city is obdei avodas zorah, they lose their yichud as being Jews. They become like goy. And the mele, what's it called, the onish for them is like a goy gets, saif. And therefore, their money is also lost. It becomes a total. What's the word I'm looking for? It reverts back. These people revert back to being the regular Ovdei Avodas Kochavim, not Jews who served Avodas Kochavim as a yachid, but they become mamish like goyim. And therefore, the punishment is not only do they get punished, but or their money becomes osher too. Their property becomes osher. So I might think, Yochol Machlok B'Korban Oseim. I might think, therefore, that there's a difference between B'Shogeg, where the Rabbim did a Avodah Zorah, or where Yochid did Avodah Zorah. And meaning that they're completely different from any other korban b'shogeg. Okay? Talmud Lomer, Torah Achas Yelachem. Torah comes along and says, no, Torah Achas, even if a Rabbim is over the Avodah Zorah, b'shogeg, they bring the same korban, korbanos, that others bring b'shogeg. Rashi. Merubim Iram Yidachas. Yochel nechalak the korban oseim im avdu bnei ir achas avodas kochon b'shogeg. If most of a city were over avodas kochon b'shogeg, so they have a dear of an ir hanidachas b'shogeg. You chalukim the korbanim shelo yavi kol echad korbanos seir ki yochid. I might think that they bring a new korban for all of them, and not that each individual brings a regular korban seir which you bring for avodas kochon b'shogeg. Talmud Lomar ain chaluka mitoras yochid el a rov Yisrael o kulam dechsidim me'enei ho'eda avod b'nei irachas yechidim hen. But there's no difference. When do we say that they bring a special korban the tibor? If rov of klal Yisrael or over the oskochavim, then there's a special korban of korban tibor for avod oskochavim b'shogeg. But if most of the city, even though most of the city that do it b'mezid become an iran idachas, and their halach is completely different than a regular person who's over that was for chavin, but if they do it b'shogeg, the halach is the same. Each one has a din of an individual who's over that was for chavin, and he brings a regular chatos of a soyer. Okay. Maskiflor of Chilkiya Mehegronia, right? Time of the Kosev Rachmona Torah Achas Yelachem. Holach Hachi, Havi Amina, Nechlok. Right. If it wouldn't, so Rav Chilkiya Mehagrunia opposed this need for Torah Achas according to Rebbe. That if it wouldn't have said Torah Achas, I would say that if a rove of a city were over Avodah Zorah, just like if they had done it b'mezid, they would be, their din would be completely different than a yochid, meaning they would get sayif and not skila, and their money would be osir, completely different than a yochid. I would think that if they did it for shogeg, their carbon is completely different than a yachid who's over avodah zorah for shogeg or any other shogeg. Okay, so what would be so different? It has to be so different that it doesn't apply to any other case. My license. What would they have to bring? What could they bring that could be so different than every other case? Lysu par. They should bring a par. Shibur b'shar mitzvah sudemaisu. Right. That's similar to a tzibur who's over b'shogeg, meaning par helim dover, so tzibur. So there is another case where you bring a par for a shogeg, so they wouldn't be completely different than that. So that wouldn't be what they could bring, because then it wouldn't be different from everybody else, right? It wouldn't say Torah Achas. Kizba, right? If they, what's it called, the maisu kizba, we should bring a female sheep, Yochid b'shar mitzvahs with a ma'isa. A regular yochid who's over any one of the other krisus b'shogeg brings a kisba or a se'ira. Se'ir, bring a male goat, nasi b'shar mitzvahs with a ma'isa. That's what the nasi brings if he's over one of the other mitzvahs b'shogeg. So it's not different than him. Par la'ola u'se'ir l'chatos. They should bring a par la'ola and a se'ir l'chatos. Tzibur varus l'chavu the ma'isa. That's what a tzibur brings. So there is nothing left that this a city could bring, right? If they're over Avodah Zorah b'shogeg, that isn't similar to something else. So there's nothing they could bring that's not similar. So whatever they bring is going to be similar to something. Ve'elamai se'ira, bring a se'ira. Yochid nami hainu korbanu. That's what a yachid brings, a se'ira by Avodas Kochavim. So there's nothing that we could say that if it wouldn't be for this pasuk of Torah Achas, just like Ovdei Avodas Zorah of an Iran Dachas, the Mesid, are completely different than the Onish of anybody else. Their money is destroyed and they get saved. Right? And there's no other Mises based in like that. So I might think that their Korban B'Shogeg is also different than any other Shogeg, it can't be, because it has to be something that's similar to something. There's no thing that we could bring that's completely different than anything else. Moshe says, no, itzrich. Sholkadayt dechamina, hoel v'tzivur behorah, maishupar la'ola usir l'chata. So I might think like this, that since a tzivur, par helem dover sol tzivur, a tzivur by Avodah Zorah, if rov of Klal Yisrael, over Avodah Zorah, they bring a par for an ola and a shir l'chata. Okay, that's what the korban they bring. Inu nami naisu ipcha. So I might think they should bring the opposite. They should bring a par lechatos and a seer laola. And that will be different than anything, everybody else. No one brings both of these korbanos except for a tzibur by Avodah Zarah. And what's it called? Tzibur meaning rov of Klal Yisrael. And if a miut of Klal Yisrael, but rov of a city, they would bring the opposite, a par lechatos and a seer laola. Inami, or another possible answer. Tzorech ve'en lo takana. They would have to bring something different than everybody else, but there is nothing different than everybody else, so they can't bring anything. There's no kapara for them. That would be the Havamina. And then the Torah says, Torah achas, to tell me, no, that they bring like any yochid brings, and the only difference between a yochid and a tzibur is not an irani dachas b'shogeg, but rov of Klal Yisrael b'shogeg, by Avodah Zarah. Rashi. Meruv mira yehoi nachu that im avdu b'nei irach asolos v'chom, we said this already, b'hora hainu helem dover. Tzibur b'hora is par helem dover so tzibur, but shahoru, but where they were mora and avodos v'chom. There's a special halacha that they don't bring only a par, but they bring a par and a sawyer. Okay. Hainu helem dover, shahoru beisin, shavodus kochav muteres, v'asu tzibur al pi, a robe of the tzibur did avodah zarah b'shogeg al pi, what's it called, the beisin. There's a special carbon of a par and a sawyer. Inami, afilu lo mashkachas la carbon lechalik. Even if we can't find a carbon that is totally different than any other shogeg, right? Neima tzrichim honi merubim chilik ben yochid, v'leka, hilkach ein lem kapara. I might think that they have to bring something different, but there's nothing different to bring. And therefore, they don't bring anything, and there's no kapara for them. Torah achas, that there is what they can bring.